every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
On the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel, islandology is our way of life. But it's about more than islands. It's about what surrounds you. It's kayaking through mangroves-ology. It's seeing gentle manatees and soaring birds-ology. It's a day on the beach that ends with a sunset-ology. Islandology is your guide to island life, and you learn it when you come live it. Plan your next trip at FortMyersSanibel.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hayward at the plate. Jason Cracks one in the air, right center field and deep. It's got a chance. Gone. Three-run homer, Jason Hayward.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host the Charlotte Checkers at 7 tonight at Allstate Arena in an elimination game of the Calder Cup playoffs. Make plans to be there or watch it on YouTube. We start in baseball, and the Cubs winners 5 of their last 6. They have Kyle Hendricks on the mound tonight. He'll oppose Gerrit Cole. First pitch at 6:05. Pre-game with Mark Grody starts a half hour from now. The White Sox host the Royals tonight. Dylan Covey faces Danny Duffy. First pitch on the south side at 7:10. Earlier today, the Sox placed Zach Putnam on the 10-day DL and recalled Chris Beck from AAA. The Derek Jeter / Jeb Bush team, they win the bid to purchase the Miami Marlins. The agreement in principle is for $1.3 billion. In the NBA, your Bulls, Rajon Rondo, he's out for Game 5 but did practice today for conditioning purposes but did not use his right hand. Game 5 tomorrow tips just after 7:30. Tonight in the NBA, the Rockets host the Thunder. They can close it out with a win. Also, Grizzlies visit the Spurs and the Jazz play at the Clippers. Both of those series are tied at 2. In hockey, the Blackhawks fired Rockford IceHogs head coach Ted Dent. In the NFL, Adrian Peterson signs with the New Orleans Saints. The Browns have talked to 3 teams in the top 8 about moving up from 12. The first night of the draft is Thursday evening. And despite rumors of a possible retirement, Buss Cook, the agent for Jay Cutler, says Cutler does not plan to retire and wants to play next year. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head for higher ground, head for Twin Peaks. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors can help you upgrade to powerful new Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Now, powerful PCs are just the beginning of a great partnership. Call 877-BUY-DELL now to contact a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight. Half hour from now when the Cubs take on the Pirates right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
It was a Tuesday on which some big-name Chicago Cubs joined Sports Radio 670 WSCR, the score, your home for the defending World Series champion Cubs. Skipper Joe Maddon was on with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today, and he talked in some detail about the resurgence of one Jason Hayward.
He's done a much better job of, like he's talking about, seeing the ball, anticipating what's going on in front of him, not within him. And all hitters have to be in that mode, but you've seen the last three home runs. He said they've all been really properly struck. His confidence is soaring. He's an outstanding defensive player, as we all know. It's really fun watching him play baseball right now. He still doesn't have total feel and understanding of what he's doing. It's getting better and better. But when this really clicks in, man, heads up, because he's so big, he's so strong. He comes to play every day, folks. I'm telling you, this guy, among all of our players, he, among all of this group, comes to play every day. He's vocal every day. He's absolutely a specimen. So heads up, it's going to keep getting better.
You wrote about Jason Hayward today, I believe, in the Chicago Cubs thing. For the people who didn't get a chance to read it at 670thescore.com, what was the gist of what you were trying to get at today?
Just as the numbers are there, that he is himself. He's an almost better version of himself. Looking at where his current numbers are, that whatever they're doing and however they've done the work, they've put in the work. He's loaded. When his foot is down, his hands are back. His weight transfer is better. And even when they signed him, they knew that there was going to be some work. They thought it was going to be tinkering. Instead, it was a full remodeling. Yeah. It's early, and sometimes pitchers say, all right, I see what he's doing now. I can tie him up a little bit.
Counterpunch.
Sure, I can make this not work, but the good news is that he has found whatever he used to have, and all of these statistical indicators are trending in a very good place for a guy that he's driving the ball in the air a little bit. There's some elevation there, and his defense, his base running aren't going to slump. So all good signs. Yeah, we went through some Kyle Hendricks stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not so good. Being able to see him tonight and looking at some of the things we saw in that Fangraphs.
The variance of speed that he's lacking these days because of velocity not changing, being able to change velocities or vary velocities on several different pitches, the sinker not being what it was, the changeup not being what it was last year. Is it because of the mechanics? Is it because of the wear and tear of last year and the long postseason run? All those things. And it's happening a lot in the first inning if you're watching too. That Brewers start, he's getting tagged in the first inning. Sports Illustrated coined it Jared Weaver type fastballs, 86 miles an hour, 87 miles an hour with very little movement. Is a guy who relies on pinpoint command and control, and also being able to average out around 91, 92, and to have that change up be an 8-9 mile per hour difference. When it's only a 4 or 5 mile per hour difference,
sure,
you got issues.
And the speculation on the part of Jeff Sullivan, who's been really good trying to identify some issues with Arrieta last year, and he was right about some of it. So I give him the benefit of the doubt here, just looking at arm angle and elbow position when Hendricks' front foot comes down. So the Hayward thing was, it's just a real positive thing. Mm-hmm. All across the board for the Cubs, it's a big deal.
It's a feel-good story, too, for the first
sure
eighth of the season. Like, seeing that guy have some success, you should feel good as a Cubs fan, as a sports fan, because you think he's a decent guy from everything you've heard. You know he's a professional, and you know how integral he was to the Cubs winning the World Series last year, and that was without a bat.
And we heard Chris Bryant, when he was talking with us, I asked him about it, because he knows how gratifying that is, because he's a technician. He's a hard worker in the cage all the time, and seeing those results, he knows how that feels. But one thing that was really fun with Chris today was when he was on, we asked him about, I guess, personal policy, and you won't be surprised.
And he talked about having fun in the game, too,
yeah,
and him wanting people to have fun, but it's not his style.
But it's not necessarily his thing about bat flipping and admiring home runs.
I think if you're watching a home run for a little bit, I don't know if that's necessarily showing up the other team, but certain guys play that way and certain pitchers are going to be upset seeing that. But I mean, I think if, you add more of that fun to the game, let guys be themselves. I'll never do it. I'll be the same boring Chris that I've always been. But if guys are going to do that, I mean, I think sometimes we're a little too sensitive with certain things. I feel like when if it's halfway up the video board, that's it. That's enough of disgrace to the pitcher that you don't need to add anything to it. It's, you crushed a home run. You felt good about it. He felt bad about it, and it's good.
He's saying that with his smiley face. Yes. You could hear
the video board.
You could hear him smiling as he's
thinking
saying
of those
that.
Shots.
Right. So, making a perfectly reasonable point. However, what's being picked up on it, and I think this is the baseball blogger Cespedes Family Barbecue said that quote is the bat flip of quotes. Right. He said that's what the irony. He said this is the bat flip of quotes. It's enough of a disgrace to the pitcher when it's halfway up the video board. Right. So that is his bat flip.
And we were talking to him about the unwritten rules of baseball and how he feels about them concerning the Machado Pedroia situation, Matt Barnes, the Boston Red Sox and the Orioles getting into it a couple of days after a guy slides in the second a little bit harder than a reliever would like or a starter would like. So we talked to him about that as well. If you missed any of that, go to 670thescore.com. Check out our podcast and go to BernsteinGolfShow.com as well. Everything right there for you. All of our lovely content. And we also appreciate you checking out our live video stream at 670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. Based in Chicago since 1918. What else have we been talking about today, my man?
Well, looking at the fact that Rajon Rondo he wanted people to see him practicing, and he was using his left hand, but don't be surprised if he's back for Game 6, mm-hmm. regardless of what happens. And it's not some magical healing power. It's the power of xylocaine and pain tolerance.
Xylocaine, is he a superhero? Or is he a bad guy? Is it? Oh, look it! It's xylocaine. Is that a guy or
no?
Does he come over and just tap you on the wrist and you're good?
A very, very long needle that they inject and it makes everything okay.
Long needles never make anything okay.
Oh, a needle full of xylocaine can make a lot of things okay. You won't feel much.
I mean, knock on wood. There's none here. I've never had to be injected for any kind of surgical procedure outside.
Never
of
getting, had stitches. Well, anything
getting
right?
stitches right here because yeah. I was.
Ow!
Yeah, I got.
What hack doctor did that?
No, I pulled them out as a kid. I pulled them out myself because they were purple, and I was fascinated by the color.
You removed your own stitches?
Yeah, I got this scar on my bicep here, underneath my bicep, by running up stairs with a broken glass full of fireflies, and I tripped on the step and stabbed myself, pretty much like ripped my bicep open right here.
I've got so many stories or so many scars. Are there almost?
I got so many scars.
Well, remember in Jaws?
Pull up a table here and pour yourself a whiskey.
It's the scene in Jaws where they're drinking apricot brandy out of the little mugs. There's a thresher shark out here, right?
Pointing at his wrist, pointing at his finger. I'm missing a finger here.
No, yeah. Chep's not here. That's the only movie he's ever seen, so he could actually comment on it.
Yeah, well, they don't get the cable that we get in Cold City.
Man, the Shep pot shots that he's out of here. I mean, jeez.
Are you surprised? I mean, he relishes the opportunity to have nobody punching back at him.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Oh,
not about that life.
Oh,
folks.
Little Jimmy Bernstein versus Marcus McCaffrey over here. He relishes in the opportunity having no one to punch back.
I'm with him. It's the best time to do it.
Oh, now you, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I support it completely.
I don't know, Hendry. You might fall on the questioning.
No, that's not a criticism. That's the best time to pound somebody when they can't respond.
Shep takes shots at everybody. It's fine if he's getting Wally Pipp for these last couple of days. Our guy is giving him the business, so he should give him the business. That's, and you know what? I'm so glad that we've had guys on today who have talked about things, and Ernie Johnson actually talked about being able to rib and get after your coworkers or your friends and them taking it, because that's when you know guys are guys. So he talked about the relationship with Shaq and Charles Barkley and how Shaq holds up that four and he starts to growl at him with the championship rings. And dude, after a while, if I'm Chuck, I'm like, yo, I made my bones in the NBA. I'm that dude. But champions
can't control it. There's nothing you can do about it.
Champions can say anything they want. You know, look how many guys are running into LeBron right now and getting just, well, Tim Duncan can say that and Dirk Nowitzki can say that. But there's a lot of people in the East.
Well, Dirk knew he got his one. Well, and he's like, okay.
I'm done with basketball.
We're the margaritas.
But in the Eastern Conference, I should say. Look at the Eastern Conference over the last 7-8 years and how many teams are like, yo, I'm going to retire because I played at the wrong time without a championship.
That's the NBA.
That's what Jordan. That's what Jordan did to Malone Ewing. and Stockton and all those dudes. Ewing, yeah, Reggie Miller. I mean, all these guys were on terrific teams, great teams, and they got skunked because Mike was in the league while they were in the league. So we talked to Ernie Johnson about that in his book Unscripted as well, and about friendships and broadcasting. And Matt Miller dropped a name that I hadn't heard around the Bears. NFL draft scout Matt Miller. We talked to him at 420. You want to check that out on the podcast. Solomon Thomas is a guy who we started to talk about early on in this process because we talked to him about it with Anthony Heron because he covers the Pac-12, but also he's a guy that I thought would be better suited as a 4-3 defensive end from everything that I was seeing and seeing Stanford play the way they played over the last couple of years.
Yeah, now he said he could play a 5.
He's terrific. Like he's getting, you know, the same way that Aaron Donald burst on the scene and then got taken 10th overall because he kicked everybody's ass at the Senior Bowl, where every drill,
people said, oh, my God,
and he
it's
lasted
a different
until
animal.
10 because he was 6 feet tall.
I remember Matt Bowen saying,
this is the best player.
He said, there's a guy here named Aaron Donald who's killing everybody. Yes, just nobody can do anything to him.
Solomon Thomas is getting that kind of love. Jonathan Allen, it seems like if you're good, people say you're good very early and then forget that you're good because now Jonathan Allen is the guy like, oh, yeah, the guy that was causing havoc for the entire year last year in that front seven in front of Reuben Foster, and people are not talking about him anymore. It's crazy. And
well,
of course,
also the shoulder, any kind of deteriorating shoulder issue.
Leonard Floyd came out of Georgia with two arthritic shoulders. I mean, there's certain things that you're going to be able to control.
The Bears found him.
Right. Like, they gave him the Pernell McPhee test. All right, will we be able to use you in 2 years? No. All right. Let's draft him up.
The Dark Colombo, Chris Williams.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I will stand on that Chris Williams with or without the back problems was never going to be a good football player.
Do you remember the negatives on him?
Yeah.
It's like physically weak.
Physically weak. Remember? Bulging discs everywhere. Discs, by the way. Couldn't get it done. And, you know, seemed like a decent enough guy until that one run-in at TJ Donlin's. But other than that, you know.
Wait, you would have run in with him?
Just being weird one night. Just being
wasn't like,
super weird.
Wasn't like mine with Reuben Brown or my annual one with Olin, no?
No. Just being a weirdo. It wasn't my kind of dude. But, yeah, Chris Williams, I don't think Chris Williams is going to be any good anyway. You know, it's kind of like the Jay Williams conversation people have. Like, if Jay Williams hadn't gotten hurt, I was like, I don't know if Jay Williams would have been good if he was healthy the whole time.
Three good games.
Yeah, right. Yeah, in a rookie season where it's like, we know who the rookie of the year is. His name is Yao Ming, and this is the other guy.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Cubs baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The Home Loan Expert is a mortgage bank. That gives us a huge advantage over the brokers because we underwrite our own conventional and FHA loans. What does that mean for you? Lower rates and faster turn times. Although we now have that big bank lending platform, our customer-first approach hasn't changed from when I first started knocking on doors signing up loans. In fact, we'll still come to your home or office if you can't come to us. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Most consumers think it's easier for them to refinance with their current lender. Wrong. David and his team of 15 mortgage professionals receive calls from listeners every week who say, quote, I wish I called Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage first, unquote, after their current lender messed up their loan. The main reason you should call David instead of your current lender is because his team is more experienced and more knowledgeable than the supposed mortgage experts at your local bank who last week were likely spinning pretzels at the mall. If you're interested in securing a mortgage, you should work with the best. In the mortgage business, the best is Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. So don't procrastinate. All you have to do is pick up the phone and make the right call, the one everybody should have made in the first place. You call David at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners. He can't help if you don't call. So call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358 and MLS 19186.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. The NFL draft is 2 days away, and among the top storylines over the next few days will be how much Alabama's Reuben Foster and Michigan's Jabril Peppers hurt their draft stock by failing their combine drug test with diluted samples. Now, both guys have similar stories, that they were under the weather and needed to rehydrate in order to perform at their best. Sounds plausible enough. The NFL predictably doesn't care, and both players will be in stage one of the league's substance abuse program before they even know for whom they're going to play. Who knows at this point if either player actually had a failed non-diluted test, but Cleveland Browns offensive lineman Joe Thomas has a rather simple solution. Let them wait around and have them do it again and get a non-diluted sample. Instead of putting these kids behind the eight ball before they get started, make them comply with the test and know for sure. Easy enough, if you ask me. I'm Tiki Barber.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Looking for that perfect gift for your mama? Treat her to a special Mother's Day jewelry box from Pandora Jewelry, free with your $125 purchase from April 27th through the 30th. What better way to show mom how much she means to you than with a glass jewelry box to showcase all of her favorite jewelry pieces from Pandora Jewelry? Do love and do it right this Mother's Day and receive a free jewelry box with your purchase of $125 or more from April 27th through the 30th at the Woodfield Mall and Deer Park Town Center Pandora stores.
Just like the passion Chicago has for baseball, Lakeshore Recycling Systems is passionate about their customers and providing exceptional service. With 7 facilities across Chicagoland, LRS is Illinois' largest and fastest growing independent waste processing company. Their goals are simple: deliver the equipment to fit the needs for your business or home with the highest level of customer service. With over 700 dedicated employees, LRS is a championship team. Partner with Lakeshore Recycling Systems today and request a quote online at lrsrecycles.com. Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicago's go to waste solutions provider. This season, hit a home run at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. The team at Grand is leading off another championship run, offering up to $550 off select Bosch appliances. Like this championship team, Bosch appliances deliver uncompromising quality, high performance, and a lineup like no other. See the brand new Bosch dishwasher line and the rest of their innovative kitchen appliances at your nearest Grand Appliance location. Grand Appliance and TV. You make it home, we make it great.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Jake Brown Show on Play.it.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to the Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiPietro.
It's your boy Lil B.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to the Jake Brown Show at Play.it and iTunes.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
Real.
Now they're trying to pin the ISIS gunmen down.
Honest.
Is it true that there may be 20 people alive buried in the back?
Essential.
This is high tide. Clearly, it is the flooding
That's going to be the problem for the people here.
Real news every evening.
We'll begin tonight with breaking news.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Weeknights.
Mercedes-Benz has never been more affordable. Come see why at Auto House on Edens in Northbrook. Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ or go to AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
4633 due at signing includes $34.99 capitalized cost reduction. First month payment, $7.95 acquisition fee. No security deposit plus tax, title, license, and IP with approved credit. 10K miles per year. See dealer for details.
Real-time sports radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Trevor, what do you want the atmosphere to be like? They're going to do dollar beer night tonight. I mean, it's going to be pretty, a ton of people getting dollar beers, all that kind of stuff. I think it's going to be a pretty good atmosphere.
I think it's going to be great. I know it's going to be exciting, especially since we have an opportunity to close it out. I know our fans are going to be here rocking in here tonight.
So, the Houston Rockets are giving out dollar beers and dollar nachos tonight, I believe. And I don't know what, it's not the Compaq Center anymore. It's Toyota Center, right? It's Toyota Center out there in Houston. But Trevor Ariza, you think people are going to be excited? Duh. Because dollar beer and dollar nachos, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the NBA crowd is like. I haven't been into an NBA game in a year or so. So maybe things have changed. I know football, you would never be able to do that because you would run out of beer and there would be too many fights before the national anthem was sung.
And there were some changes to MLB rules after some unfortunate juxtapositions of dollar beers with souvenir bat night.
Oh, well, yeah. right, exactly. You're arming your drunk mob.
I'm not talking the little bats either.
I want to say
it was Adirondack. There was a Yankee Stadium. You can look it up, but it was a major league promotion where they combined heavily discounted beer with giving the first 15,000 people an actual full-size wooden baseball bat.
Always seems like, okay, so Rockets offering $1 beer and nachos till 6:30 tonight to get people to come to the game early.
Shut it down!
All right, so the first 30 minutes, people will be lining up instead of in their seats.
The bathroom lines will be a nightmare, right?
This Stone Cold Steve Austin just smashing beers together. And
I've had six beers and five orders of nachos. I don't feel
dude,
so good.
I hate beer count guy. And I've always hated him. Oh, dude, I'm on my sixth beer. I'm like, dude, nobody cares, bro. We all know.
Scoreboard.
We all know you can't hold your liquor. You're telling people to get it from around you, pretty much. I'm on my fifth beer. What you on? I'm on talking to these girls and sipping casually. That's what I'm on, you jerk. While you go home and, you know, badger the witness all night long.
I just shotgun six old Milwaukee tall boys.
We got talls. That's fine. You're drinking swill. It's okay. All right, we got to get up out of here. The Cubs are going to be better than our show has been for the last 4 hours, four and a half.
It was really fun today. If you missed some of these interviews, you want to go back and podcast all this stuff in full. Chris Bryant and Jordan Howard, Ernie Johnson, Matt Miller. Those were the guests. Mm-hmm. The video director's Brian Gertz.
Take his loss and go back to the hotel.
Well,
the producers, Baldy McGrandy, Brendan McCaffrey.
It's not that funny.
I'll never get enough of that, kids. And the audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Some of the greatest ball players in the history of the game had slow starts, so now you can just go out and play your game, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like having Harambe on my back.
Who's that?
The gorilla.
Worried about the gorilla?
Every time, it's my crying Jordan.
The gorilla.
The gorilla.
All right, so we got Cubs, we got Pirates, and we got Sox and Royals and NBA playoffs. We'll talk about all those things with you tomorrow at around 1:15 or so after transition. For Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. Enjoy your evening. Take care of each other. And thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Done here.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on the Score.
In the overall, I don't feel like this team has played really that well. I don't feel like this is anything other than just a little bump in the road.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brewing.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood makes it really simple with our best price. What's that mean? Our best sellers, no gimmicks, just our best price right up front. Drive a new 2017 Sonata SE. Grossinger's best price, only $15,800. Save over $9,000 on a new 2017 Santa Fe Sport. Now just $19,200. Grossinger has over 600 vehicles in stock now, so there's plenty to choose from. Every color and option on the lot. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000-mile limited powertrain protection, and the Hyundai Assurance. Stop shopping. You always get our best price right up front. Like a new 2017 Elantra SE is just $12,700. Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago. And GrossingerHyundaiNorth.com. That's GrossingerHyundaiNorth.com. Stock number H70468, number H70639, and number H70271. Plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dog fee expires at month end.
CBS Sunday. Don't miss Elementary.
It's been 5 years since you committed to being a detective.
Do I get a cake for that?
Holmes.
What you and I do, it's not a job, it's a calling.
Watson.
The problem is that you think you're smarter than everyone else.
I am smarter than everyone else, demonstrably.
When these two get together...
I was gone for 5 minutes, you built a bomb?
My intention is to solve a murder.
It's anything but Elementary.
He's been really hard to catch, but he's going down today.
Quite.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. And now, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass pregame show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers911Chicago.com, and Cambria. And now, your host, Mark Brody.
What is going on as we welcome you back to Pittsburgh for game two of a three-game series between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Kyle Hendricks starting for the Cubs tonight. Garrett Cole going for the Pirates. And we're kind of in a good mood right now because as we are speaking, the rain, the drizzle, the drip that was falling for about the last 45 minutes to an hour, so maybe even a little bit longer, has really completely halted. The grounds crew is taking the tarp off as we speak. So really, it's kind of a repeat of yesterday where it was drizzling for a while and then it stopped just in time. And we would assume that, again, we will play ball on time and hopefully uninterrupted. We bring in now Ron Coomer. He is sponsored by Cambria, natural quartz countertops, and over 140 stunning designs for your new kitchen or bath. CambriaUSA.com. Good mood night last night as well, Coom, for the Cubs. It always is when you win 14-3, which is exactly what the Cubs did over the Pirates last night. Let's zero in on Jason Hayward. Another four RBI night for him. Another three-run homer for Hayward. He leads the team in RBI with 16. Last year, he had a total of 49. And I know that it's been talked about to death by just about everybody. But again, Coom, from your perspective, what was he doing last year? What is he doing now that he has become better?
Well, there's a few things that really stand out to me, Mark, and it's a great question because there are some similarities in his stroke, you know, where his hands are coming back somewhat close to where they were last year at times. So when you look at it, sometimes you go, I'm not so sure. But there's two things that really stand out. One, his balance. His balance is way better than it was the second half of last season. His stride foot is hitting either in the middle of his foot now or on his toe, which keeps your upper body over your toes and engaged in the swing. When you land on your heel, which is what he did last year, and his stride foot strided open, the stride would be open. Now, when you go to swing, you're going away from home plate and you're falling away from the ball. And what that does then is it makes your swing longer and a little slower. And because of that, pitchers were able to, you know, pitch him a certain way and get him out. Where now, because of some of those things that he's doing, his hands have changed and gone a little higher, you know, and then he lowers them, you know, all those things. But to me, he's balanced. And the other thing I really feel is his aggressiveness and confidence is there. You see the bat firing through the zone now, and we've seen it big time here in the last four games with the home runs. So confidence, balance, and a little more direct approach in staying out over the plate.
Great stuff, and we'll have more with Hayward a little bit later on in the pregame show. I also had a little talk with Addison Russell down in the clubhouse. We'll bring some of that back to you. He had a career-high 4 hits, and he reminded me that this is where his career began when he made his debut, and that it didn't begin so well. We'll talk about that with Addison Russell right now. Keys to the game. Cubs and Pirates tonight. Hendricks against Cole. Keys to the game is sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling System, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
Well, today it's about pitching. Yesterday I thought the offense was going to have to come through, and they really did in a big way, as you said. Today, Gerrit Cole has thrown the ball very well in his career against the Cubs. He's got a great lifetime record. I believe he's 9-2 against the Cubs. Cubs did some damage against him last year. This year, he threw the ball very well at Wrigley Field. But when I look at his numbers this year, Mark, there's one thing that stands out. 23 innings pitched, 27 hits. His strikeouts to walk are still good. And I believe his velocity has come down just a couple numbers. So instead of that mid-90s, it's dropped just a little. That we'll have to see. Also pitching today, Kyle Hendricks. Kyle, his numbers are a little skewed compared to what we were accustomed to last year. 16 innings pitched so far for Kyle in 3 starts. 7 walks. We're not accustomed to that. Kyle has talked about some of the mechanical issues he's got, you know, where his stride foot was going across his body. Hopefully, Kyle will get back to where he was last season. And in spring training, he was absolutely lights out in spring. If he can get back to that, good things will happen for the Cubs.
Ron, thank you.
Absolutely, Marcus.
Coming up next on the show, it is our pinch hitter for Chris Bosio. This time around, it will be catching coach Mike Borzello on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Cubs Talk with me, Lawrence Holmes, nights 6-10 on 670 The Score, home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, Cub fans, Ron Coomer here for Cambria. At every party, where do people always gather the most? Yep, it's the kitchen. From the food prep zone and family gathering area to being the center for entertaining, an island can play an important role in the comfort and style of your kitchen. Cambria has over 140 stunning natural stone designs to choose from, with 18 selections in the new Cambria matte finish, offering a low sheen option that preserves the same superior performance and maintenance-free benefits of Cambria. Visit CambriaUSA.com today. Cambria is a proud sponsor of Cubs Radio.
This is a price alert. This is the Canals BMW Courtesy Car Sale. Start your shopping. More than 75 2017 BMW models, never titled, briefly used as corporate and customer courtesy transportation, are now available to the public at great savings. BMW 3 Series sedans, luxurious 7 Series models, BMW X1, X3, and X5 sport activity vehicles will now be sold on a first-come basis. And at these prices, they will go fast. So hurry in for exceptional savings on your favorite BMW. Plus, special lease and finance offers are available by Canals BMW through BMW Financial Services. The Canals BMW Courtesy Car Sale is underway. Shop Canals BMW, Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Call 847-604-5000, canalsbmw.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Lights shining bright here at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. I'm Mark Grody. Thanks for being with us here. This is the pregame show. Cubs and Pirates coming up. Kyle Hendricks against Gerrit Cole. And if this pitching matchup looks suspiciously familiar, it's because these two squared off earlier this year, April 14th to be exact, and the Pirates got the best of a 4-2 win over the Cubs. Of course, the Pirates swept that series at Wrigley Field. The Cubs got theirs to a degree last night in the 14-3 win over the Pirates. By the way, the rain has halted out here. Again, extra diamond dry just like yesterday, but the grounds crew is on it. Cubs players are out on the field along with some of the Pirates players playing catch, and we are getting ready for baseball. All right, Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio, sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. And tonight, in for Chris Bosio, the Cubs pitching coach, who is tending to some personal business, it is Mike Borzello with, as always, Cubs TV play-by-play man, Len Casper.
Mark, thank you. Well, Mike, when you talk about run prevention, it's pitch the ball and catch the ball, but it's also about communication. And would it be fair to say that that relationship between pitcher and catcher is absolutely imperative from your perspective?
Oh, of course. I think especially at the beginning of the season when you're starting with a couple new faces on your staff and still a young catcher in Wilson Contreras, that's the ultimate objective is to build a rapport, understand each other, know what a pitcher can and can't do or what he's comfortable doing in certain spots. And I think we're getting there.
Have you seen any better athletes who've been primarily catchers than Wilson?
I've been lucky enough to be with Wilson and Russell Martin, so I think those two would be at the top of the list. Both of them amazing athletes, both of them converted from being third baseman, I believe. And yeah, they're fun to watch. They're cut from a different cloth, so you have catcher doing things that you're not used to seeing catchers do.
If we go back even 5-6 years, there weren't a ton of full-time catching coaches in baseball. It would almost be like an NFL team not having a quarterback's coach, right?
Yeah, it's weird. When I was in the minor leagues in the early 90s, teams even in the minor leagues didn't have a catching coach. So you kind of just learn from each other. And obviously that's changed for the better. With the Cardinals, I was lucky enough to be with Dave Ricketts, who was a pioneer to the position as far as teaching, and under his tutelage, I learned a lot, and now I'm able to pass it forward.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for the time, Mike.
Thanks.
That's Mike Borzello. Mark, back upstairs to you.
Thanks, Len. Yeah, Borzello again, the Cubs catching coach. He has a lot to do with putting that game plan together for pitcher and catcher on an everyday basis. That dude works hard. And Cubs fans, May weekday and night games have the best ticket availability right now. Visit Cubs.com. for tickets today. Still to come on the pregame show, the manager Joe Maddon, the Cubs starting shortstop Addison Russell will join us as well. And coming up next, a question for you. Which outfielder has the most hits since 2010? As we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show, hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Great Cubs guests, great Cubs conversations. Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on the Score, home of the world champion Cubs.
We're all searching for something in life. Like that teacup from Grandma's Best China that you broke when you were a kid and you always promised to replace? Hey, have you checked the Goodwill store in your neighborhood? Ooh, a hot pink designer handbag that looks absolutely stunning but cost you less than $10? You know Goodwill's inventory is dynamic and changes every day? Or how about an endless supply of inexpensive jeans that your kids can burn through in record time? Well, we have over 38 Goodwill store and donation centers in the metro Chicago area. You never know what you'll find at your neighborhood Goodwill. For a complete list of store locations, visit AmazingGoodwill.com.
When my hair gets all long and scraggly, I don't feel sure of myself. It's like I'm just a little, you know, off. But after a haircut at Great Clips, I'm
me again. My 5 o'clock shadow arrives at 3:06. I can do that Elvis thing with my lower lip. And I can predict the future. In 1 second, some announcer guy will speak.
Get in, out, and back to greatness. Download the Great Clips online check-in app.
great clips. It's going to be great.
Hey, Cubs fans, have a roofing problem? Solve it right away with a GAF factory certified master elite contractor. Just visit GAF.com to find one near you.
This is Charles Osgood. There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency.
In more sales, call Caselli Insurance and Real Estate at 815-795-4028.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer. Its lightning-fast two-sided printing can save you both time and money.
Hence 429.17. See store or staples.com/HPmonth for details. Restrictions may apply.
The Business of Baseball, sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. So, since the start of the 2010 season, Andrew McCutchen leads all National League outfielders in hits. 1192, or do you say 1192? Baltimore's Adam Jones leads all big league outfielders with 1194, so he's got the title for everybody. Also, McCutchen's 237 doubles in that time are also the most among all big league outfielders, with Atlanta's Nick Markakis ranking second in that capacity with 232. As we do welcome you back to PNC Park in Pittsburgh, I'm Mark Rohde. Cubs and Pirates coming right up. Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer getting ready to rock. Kyle Hendricks starting against Garrett Cole. We'll zero in on those two in just a little bit. Right now, Who's Hot and Cold, sponsored by Plumbers911Chicago.com. For emergency license, highly trained plumbing service 24-7, Plumbers911Chicago.com. Colorado is not stopping. They're in first place, 14-6. They've won four in a row. Meantime, Kansas City right now not winning. They've lost five in a row, last place in the American League Central. The injury report is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois through it all, and there's a big blank on our injury report right now. I like to see that. Coming up next on the show, it's our Cubs conversation with Addison Russell on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Joe Matt of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
This ball club is ready to bring another championship to Chicago. Stepping up to lead off this championship season is Raymond Chevy and Raymond Kia in Antioch. The Raymond Auto Group delivers a sales experience like no other, with an all-star selection of over 1,000 vehicles, including Chevys, Kias, and certified pre-owned to choose from. You are guaranteed to be a winner. There's a pitch low and away. I personally buy my vehicles from this auto group. They are trusted friends of mine. The proof is in their Google reviews. They're a 4.8 out of 5. That's like having a batting average of 960. Here's the next offering. Curve in the dirt. Two balls, one strike. We are big winners this year, Chicago, so let's celebrate with a new vehicle and buy where the winners buy. Raymond Chevy and Raymond Kia in Antioch. The only dealer group that I recommend. From the stretch. There's a drive. That ball has a chance. Gone. Here's to another winning season for the Raymond Auto Group in Antioch. Visit them at RaymondDeals.com today.
Save big now during the spring catalog sale at Menards. Save on lawn and garden tools, storage buildings, paint, lumber, and much more. Save big money at Menards.
Cubs bats were on last night here in Pittsburgh. 17 hits, four of which came off the bats of Addison Russell, a career high.
It's funny how the world works, man. You know, this was my debut city, and it didn't go that well, you know, that day. But, it's weird the way the world works.
The first hit of the night, little base hit into right field, and I've seen you do that a couple of times this year. Is that something that you've worked on, shortening up the swing when you have to, the B-hack, so to speak?
Yeah, just really not trying to do too much in that situation. Really just utilizing that side of the field, especially in a two-strike count.
Your manager talks about the sound that the ball makes off of your bat and how yours is probably the most menacing. He said this a couple of weeks ago. Is that something that you've noticed or has been talked about before, the sound off your bat?
Yeah, Joe and I have talked about it, I think, more times than one. Whenever I put a good swing on a ball, you know, it sounds good. I feel like it's a different sound. There's other ball players that have a similar sound, but Joe stressed to me that, you know, it's just a little bit different.
I heard you talking, too, about how no matter where you bat in the lineup, you expect to bat in the first inning.
Yeah, especially with this lineup, it just speaks to how great of ball players that we have on our team.
And then a game like last night on the road, you score that many early, it reduces the stress because obviously the home team generally has the edge. It's got to make it so comfortable for everybody.
Absolutely. It gives you just a chance to, yeah, calm your thoughts a little bit, really not try to do too much in a situation where there should be added pressure. Anytime you could just relieve the stress of a pitcher, and then get back on offense and be able to be in tune with your thoughts, I think the better chance of succeeding.
And speaking of comfort, Addison Russell will receive a gift certificate courtesy of MyPillow. Right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping on two premium king and queen pillows, two additional travel pillows. We like those. Order now at MyPillow.com. Promo code SCORE. Planning for a game at Wrigley Field? Check out all of the available transportation and parking options. Visit the A to Z guide at Cubs.com. Coming up next, Joe Maddon, as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Addison Russell of the World Series champion Cubs, and you are listening to The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Mr. and Mrs. T Fiery Pepper Bloody Mary Mix, a premium blend of jalapeno, chipotle, habanero, chili, and bell peppers. Pick up Mr. and Mrs. T Fiery Pepper at the grand reopening of Burkhart Superfoods at 11333 West 159th Street in Orland Park.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Cubs beat the Pirates by 11 yesterday, and this is the Aquafina splash of the game from yesterday. Aquafina, pure water, perfect taste.
Hayward at the plate. Jason cracks one in the air, right center field and deep. It's got a chance. Gone. Just like that, the Cubs lead 4-0. Three-run homer, Jason Hayward.
Yeah, three-run blast in the first inning by Hayward. Big part of the Cubs' 14-3 win over the Pirates last night. Sponsored by Aquafina, the official water of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Time to refresh with an ice-cold Aquafina. The Joe Maddon Manager Show now is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul. Here once again is Ron Coomer.
Skipper, yesterday offense, you got to be happy. The pitching went pretty deep in the game, blah, blah, blah. The game is about as good as you can play a ball game.
Yeah, that's one of our better days already this year. It started in the beginning. Two outs, nobody on, and then Anthony works a great at-bat, and all of a sudden, here we go. Of course, punctuated by Jason's home run. He continues to swing the bat extremely well. But up and down, we had great at-bats. All those things were good signs. Plus, I thought Brett really righted himself about the third, fourth inning maybe, started making better pitches and throwing more strikes. He's just walking six guys. He can't do that. You know, in a different situation, I'd be a little bit more concerned, but we got away with it last night, and it's definitely a move forward for him.
I said this on the air, and I'm not sure if it's right. You know it's right or not, whether it is. I thought the play of the game was Anthony stealing second base. Do you give Anthony just the leeway to, if he sees something, to go ahead and do it? Because to me, he's taken some bases when, you know, you don't expect it, but they've always worked.
And that's what he needs to do. Yeah, he's got leeway. We'll just tell him when to not go for sure. But he does a really good job of timing pitchers, like when he stole third the other day. That was a great play on his part. And then yesterday, that's all him. Don't give me or Davey or anybody else credit. That's just Anthony making good reads and moments. But you have to give them that feeling, that understanding that nobody's going to get upset if you make a mistake here. But we will take it off when we think it's necessary.
Today's ball game, you got Kyle Hendricks on the mound today. What are your thoughts on Kyle going into this ball game?
I was looking for more separation between his fastball and his changeup. If you see that gun's pretty accurate, I think, here, too. If you're seeing like 86, 87 on the fastball, he'll probably have a pretty good day. When it's less than that, there's not enough space between that and the changeup, and that's when he has to really fight for those outs. So we'll know early on where he's at velocity-wise. I expect to continue to see an upswing in velocity, but as you see that, you'll see him pitch like he did last year.
Little change in the lineup, Contreras in the game and Zoe at second base.
Yeah, I had to get Willie back in there. I like playing Miggy in those back-to-backers. I think it really helps him out. I know he feels good about it, especially the second day. Just offensively speaking against Cole, it was either either Amora or Baez. So I chose Amora. Our work indicates maybe a lot of fly balls and stuff going into center field. So he put Zoe at second.
Good luck today.
Gracias, Ozio.
Cubs manager Joel Maddon right there, and the area junior high band is gearing up in center field for our national anthem. It is sponsored by Mutual of America. Your retirement company shares their spirit of America by recognizing today's salute to America. I'm Mark Grody. Cubs and Pirates coming up. Kyle Hendricks against Garrett Cole, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer around the corner. But more pregame after this on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Joe Maddon breaks down the Cubs with us Tuesdays at noon on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, only on 670 The Score.
Plumber. Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going undercover.
It was like crazy.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
We have to send three kids to college.
I want to give you $70,000.
More bosses.
You did an awesome job.
More inspirational stories.
I just want to help.
If you were my son, I would be very proud of you.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
It's really nice to have someone believe in you.
CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
The Jake Brown Show on Play.it.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to the Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
Hey, it's your boy Lil B.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to the Jake Brown Show at Play.it and iTunes.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Pat Hughes will have the starting lineups here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, our pitching matchups are sponsored by Menards. Save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Kyle Hendricks for the Cubs, 1-1 with a 6.19. Have yet to see the precision from last year out of Kyle. He walked 4 in his last start against Milwaukee. He's allowed 4 home runs and 3 starts. Garrett Cole for the Pirates, 1-2 with a 4.70. Cole beat the Cubs at Wrigley Field back on April 14th. Heater slider suits him well. Our pick to perform now, sponsored by the Village of New Lenox. Whether you're building a new home or business, New Lenox is the place to be. It's extraordinary. Keeping our money on Jason Hayward, 3 homers in his last 4 games. He is striking the ball properly. Our scoreboard now, sponsored by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Buy online, pick up at the new drive-thru service, as a matter of fact. And one game in progress right now. It is in the American League. The Indians lead the Astros 1-0 early on in that contest. It is time for our game. The Cubs and the Pirates, Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer, are next on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Great Cubs guests and more. Bernstein and Goff afternoons 1 to 6 on The Score, home of the world champion Cubs.
Cubs. CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivor's ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of